Welcome, East Coast Audio fans, listeners, everywhere, here and there. East Coast Audio Show. I'm Travis Bryant here with my man, Bar J. Purnell. Jay, what's happening?
I'm chilling. What's up, man? What's going on?
Well, you know, just got finished watching this here edition of SmackDown. So it was a very solid show. What are your overall thoughts?
No, I pretty like the show. I like the show a lot. Not a great, okay, maybe that's overstating it, but it was a good show. The best show I've seen all week, honestly. And I give you my solid B for this show.
Oh, a B!
In the heat.
Wow!
Yeah, and I will.
Sure? By the end of the show, you're going to say it's D. You're going to be like, ah,
I'm thinking for the D. No, but I will get to why.
Right.
During the show. But well, yes, I have to agree, a solid show.
Definitely was solid. A lot of the real good main event. Besides that, not a lot of good wrestling, but storylines got progressed in a real good way. So, yeah, let's jump right into it. They open up with Beat the Clock highlights from last week. And just, and Vicky announcing that it's going to be a triple threat, man. I'm wondering, I don't remember seeing this. It was kind of weird. And then later on, they said it was WWE exclusive or some crap. But I'm like, when did this happen? Didn't the finish happen and that's how the show went off with the chaos? When
yeah,
did you make this announcement? Like a board of directors? Like, huh? So that wasn't clear. A bit of confusion. But he figured they'd explain it. And they did within the first couple of minutes. So if not sooner, first minute. Here we go to the SmackDown Open. Finally got used to that song. No, I think I know most of the words. Hey, yay! we got Edge and Vicky coming out. And...
you know what? When they came out, I was actually smiling, happy to see them back together. And I know that's stupid, but I just was. I enjoyed when they were together. Doing their nonsense, and her helping him. I didn't mind the fact that she blatantly helped him hold on to the title. I'm happy to see them back together, and I can't wait to see them break apart and see what happens.
Right. Well, they basically, they didn't really, did they say much at first?
Well,
JR just talked about, the higher-ups, made it a triple threat match, and I think they jumped pretty much right into the match.
I think they started the match, and then they talked afterwards.
Right. So it was Edge, match number one, opening bout. It's Edge versus Kung Fu Naki, and this match went about 2 minutes. During the match, I just thought Funaki got in too much offense, and I know they're, whatever. It just... at times, I just was looking like, ugh, come on, Edge.
It's like Edge just came back from hell. A little bit rusty.
Right.
He's a little rusty. And then, think about it. Funaki got, six moves in plus his finisher. And Edge got one move in plus his finisher, basically. So,
right.
It ain't take much to fuck Funaki up. That's what I'm saying.
I just thought
he turned the tide. Funaki did get a lot of offense, and I was kind of shocked at that. But
it was
short.
He gets to knock you up and everything. what is this? So Edge wins in 2 minutes. Then Vicky speaks. They stand middle of the ring. Edge has a title over his shoulder. Vicky speaks. She says, he actually tells everybody to get up and clap, give another round of applause for their champion, you know, WWE champion. And she's happy to have him back. And since he had a match, it's only fair that Triple H and Jeff Hardy have a match tonight. And in her logic, which, you know, was okay logic. That makes sense. But, you know, after, okay, you just beat up Kung Fu Nagi in 2 minutes. What's coming for those guys? So you knew something was coming. So she sets up a tag team gauntlet match with Triple H and Jeff Hardy teaming up together to take on a bunch of unknown, at the time, tag teams. And she said the match doesn't end until you lose. So... I wish I had thought about it earlier. I was like, wow, how did they get out of that? Like, they really just going to have them lose somebody? You know, dumbass me. Like,
but you know what I was expecting? What? I was expecting, you know, another heroic Triple H-like outcome somehow. You know, I know the match couldn't end until they lost. But that's what it didn't go the way I planned. But I was expecting Triple H to be like a... You know how he usually becomes the superior super wrestler or whatever. Sometimes I was expecting him to come out like that, but I didn't even like the way it ended, which we'll get to.
The peep game, I lost for sure. You saw it right there, and I lost. Oh! What if? He said you go to, you lose. I mean, how many tag teams are there and that are at that pavement at any given, you know, like, all right, you got Miz and Morrison, but all right, Jesse and Festus could come out. But,
throw tag teams together. That's what I was thinking was going to happen. Like,
all right, she goes back. She just get on the mic and be like, Jimmy, and... you taking a lot of embarrassment, you know, come get beat up by these dudes.
Get pedigree, it's all good.
Right?